Khachadurian.
And you're listening to another episode of The Accessible Stall.
Emily, why is the audio quality such garbage?
Because we're recording on your laptop and we are in a hotel room in the middle of Virginia.
Why are we in the middle of Virginia?
Because we're here to give a keynote at a conference.
What's the conference about?
It's called the I'm Determined Youth Summit. And it's for kids who are in the process of transitioning from one point in their life in their education to another point in their life. And it's all about youth leadership, and it's really cool so far. We're a day in.
It is really cool. Having said all that, what are we going to talk about today, Emily?
So go figure. This is going to be kind of a ranty episode, but then again, what isn't with us? The reason that we're podcasting in the hotel room and not waiting until we get home from this trip is because we have already had so many adventures and misadventures in accessibility that I'm just sort of wiped out.
This is an Emily episode, guys, so strap in.
Kyle factors in pretty heavily.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, where do we even start?
How about getting there?
I would say that getting here wasn't so terrible. It was just a long and
convoluted,
arduous
train ride. Actually, yeah, the train ride wasn't that bad. But then
neither was the drive here.
That's true. But then we got to our living quarters, and that's when everything went wrong.
So we get there and we realize that there is no workable, accessible shower option for me. So by the time we figure this out, it's probably like midnight, and we're thinking, what are we going to do? So we had gone to get food, and while we were getting something to eat, we saw that there was another place to stay across the street from where we were staying. So we ran over there and we're like, shut up and take my money, hotel, and let us stay here so that we can shower.
Right. Note how the shower was the key objective in what we were doing.
So I had asked for a room with a roll-on shower. We got a tub with a transfer bench, or so I thought. This factors in later. But anyway, so just fast forward, I guess, to the nonsense that is being disabled. I was actually trying to put something down on my bed, and I had lifted my armrest up, and I forgot that I moved it from my wheelchair because I was about to get into my bed, but then I needed Kyle to help me with something because
I don't even remember what it was.
I have an ear infection, and oh, so right. He was helping me put eardrops in my ears. And so this kid is like about to help me put eardrops in my ears, and then I lean over in the other direction, and then he is like about to lean over to help me, and suddenly 1 minute I'm in my chair.
And the next minute she's not.
Like, I don't quite know how I manage this, but I basically completely tipped off my chair in one fell swoop and found myself sitting on the floor, kind of stunned, and I had my knees sort of crunched under me, and I'm like extra super very disabled, and so trying to get up from the floor is like no joke for me.
It's very serious business, and you know, I'm not exactly the world's biggest help when it comes to that thing.
On account of being disabled, too.
So we had to MacGyver a solution.
So first we grabbed the ottoman in the room, which, do people like know what ottomans are?
It's a footrest that usually also doubles as a storage space. If yeah. You don't know what an ottoman is, although I don't know why you wouldn't, but you know.
I don't know. Some people have said, what is an ottoman?
Well, now you know.
Not some people like our listeners. Anyway, this is so irrelevant. So
no, we used it.
We grabbed. So I'm laying on the floor. Kyle had to move my wheelchair. And he, you know, we're calm through all of this. probably laughing more than we should have been at just the absurdity of the situation. I was too. So he lifts the ottoman over my head and we position it up against the night table that's in between the two beds. And I start to try to hoist myself up, like as if I'm doing sort of a bridging motion. But the problem is that that was not working. So then, of course, we had to quick think for plan B because it's not like Kyle can just pick me up off the floor. So there was this thing in the bathroom, which, what was it?
It's a luggage rack.
Yeah, so he ended up grabbing the luggage rack from the bathroom, which was lower than the ottoman, and we slid that under my butt. And then I proceeded to kind of do a roll turn until I sat up while Kyle was putting all his weight on this luggage rack. And then I pulled myself from the luggage rack into my wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. And then we went to sleep.
For maybe 5 hours.
Yeah. And then we woke up for maybe 5 hours later.
Yeah.
And got breakfast, went about our day, which is probably going to be a separate episode that you will hear when we get back. It's awesome. But that then brings us to the point of why we're here.
So, okay. Long story short is this morning we had the coolest adventure ever. And we'll tell you more about it in a future episode. But we went ziplining today. Like, seriously, me, crippled Emily, went ziplining today. And I know that you're probably like, yeah, disabled people do that cool stuff all the time. But like...
No, they don't.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. We can't wait to tell you guys about it.
So here we are thinking that ziplining is going to be the most wild part of our day.
And then we come back to our room, you know, to shower. Remember, that was the goal of the first night. That hasn't happened yet.
We needed a shower. We just wanted a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, because we're sweaty, because we just threw ourselves off wood planks.
Right. I mean, obviously you'd want a shower.
So we kind of like, I get it set up and like, I'm aware everybody's probably like, what do you mean Kyle has to help you with the shower? Are you two dating? No. Kyle's just my best friend and he does what any best friend would do, right?
Which is turn the water on in the shower because it's like 3 feet away from the seat.
Yeah, because every hotel shower seems to have this problem where they'll like put the shower controls on the opposite side of the shower from where the shower bench is.
You had clothes on. It wasn't that weird.
Yes, I had clothes on. Anyway, I just, you know, people are already like, oh, they're sharing a hotel room? Oh my God, taking a shower? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just
we're saving water. We're doing it together, obviously.
Oh my goodness. Now it's getting risque. Yeah. No, so Kyle just needed to help me turn the water on. So he hadn't even managed to turn it. Actually, thank God.
Yeah, I know. It's probably for the best, right? So I hadn't even managed to turn the water on. I was about to. You know, I was standing outside. I was like, had my hand up in the curtain, and I was about to turn the water on, and there was a comically loud crash, and it was like a TV show crash, right? In like an old 90s sitcom where like you hear a character fall down, and then just when you think it's over, there's another crash, and it went on for a couple seconds, and like I knew Emily was fine because she hadn't said anything.
Like I didn't yell.
Right. But then it turned out that the transfer bench had slipped out from underneath you?
It was not even attached to the wall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's...
Like, so apparently I figured it would be fine because it was resting up against the bathtub, which I've seen benches do that before. So I was sort of timid about it, but okay. Although, mind you, my knees are already sore and rug burned from the last time that I tried to get myself up, which was less than 24 hours ago. So, you know, I'm already a little bit shaky, and transferring is not that easy.
Right.
So, yeah, the shower bench just completely came out from under me, and all of my bath products came with it. And I'm holding myself up in the shower, and I'm like, Kyle, you gotta take this out from under me right now,
right,
or I'm gonna fall in the bathtub.
Yep. And I did, and she did not fall in the bathtub.
I had to, like, catch myself on the railing because somehow, magically, this shower actually had a railing in a good spot.
Yeah, that was pretty legit. It honestly, saved you.
If they didn't have that, I would have fallen, for real. But this time, I just, like, half fell.
Yeah.
And so then I hoisted myself up onto the ledge of the tub, and then from the ledge of the tub, I hoisted myself into my wheelchair. And my knees are killing me. Like, my hips hurt. Like, my legs feel like I jammed them. But also my fingers feel like I jammed them.
Right.
So we call down, obviously, to the hotel guest services or front desk or whatever. And they send some guy up, and he's looking at this shower bench that I'm like, yeah, this thing almost just killed me. And what did he even say?
He was like, yeah, this ain't right. Like, it was so nonchalant, whatever he said. It was said completely carefree, and yet somehow also, like, acutely aware of the severity of the situation. It was really something like that.
Like, the guy realized that this hotel doesn't even have the proper shower equipment. And so, like, I'm injured. I want to take a shower. I haven't taken a shower yet. And I'm not, like, dramatically injured. But all I wanted was for them to go get me a shower bench, the proper kind of shower bench, which you can pretty much get at any drugstore.
Yeah.
Or pharmacy or healthcare store or whatever. And also, it's not like a random time. It is like during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So while we are waiting for the one thing that I want, which is to take a shower, also to get some working ice packs for my fingers, because these ice packs that I've been using have been like, it's already warm. So anyway, what should show up at our door? I'm telling you, it's not a shower chair.
No. What should show up at our door? But a beautiful array of flowers, which we will show you pictures of, along with a tiny box of delicious chocolates, which we've already consumed. Now, that's all well and good, but it just seems to me like it should be harder to get a dozen flowers already ornately arranged that are beautiful than a shower chair, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost one of those comical things where it's like, did you think that I said flowers? I said shower. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around it. And, like, your flower bouquet doesn't really fix the fact that now my body is killing me. And I could have really been more seriously hurt, especially if I was by myself.
It was, you would have been, because you would have had to give up eventually. Like, you couldn't get out of that situation. You might have been able to lower yourself on the tub, but then you'd be stuck.
Yeah, and I just don't see why it's so hard for hotels to have a roll-in shower or to have a safe transfer bench. Why is this so hard? And, like, now I'm sitting here with a beautiful smelling bouquet of flowers in front of my face that does absolutely nothing to fix the actual problem. They're also comping me the night. But again, like, I want to pay full price for a hotel.
It doesn't matter if you can't use the room, almost.
Like, this just happened when we traveled to North Carolina for our friend's wedding, and I booked... Did we already complain about this on the podcast?
I don't think so.
I booked in January, a room that was supposed to have a roll-in shower, and then called a week before to confirm and was told that somebody else was going to be in that room well beyond the time that we were staying in the hotel. And it turned into this whole big thing, and their resolution was, again, to give me a loosely attached transfer bench that was also...
That was way more attached than this one, though.
Yeah, but it was still kind of treacherous.
Right, so. But at least that bolted to the wall.
And it was dirty, remember that?
Yeah, but they cleaned it.
I know, but it was just, the whole thing was like... So, then, of course, because of that trouble, we got a hefty discount where we only paid something like $50 a night. Which, like, again, I love a good discount. This is not why I want one.
Right, although it did take the sting away. That one did. That one helped a lot.
But now this is getting old.
No, this is different. This is different. Like, that was a really, really big slice off to the point where it's like, okay, if I have to take a shower in a less than ideal situation, I can deal with it at this price. This is still, I can't take a shower.
It wasn't so unsafe.
Right.
I mean, at least when I got on it, I didn't feel like it was going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
This I kind of knew right away, but I had sort of already transferred. And I thought I could make the best of it. Because I really wanted to take a shower. And I know I sound whiny, like I'm listening to myself and I'm annoying myself. But honestly, I'm just so tired of this being a constant thing. And like...
The best part is... The hotel sends out an errand boy to go buy a shower bench or a shower chair. I don't know which one they're actually going to buy, per Emily's recommendation, no less. And it's been at least 15 minutes. I'm just going by when we're recording, but it's been about 2 hours. Oh, there you go. It's been about 2 hours. And I know this is a small town, but I know there's a drugstore somewhere.
We're not in Bumble.
Right.
We're not.
Yeah, we're not.
And I'm just so fed up. Like, okay, the reason that we told you the whole thing about, like, me falling last night, that was nobody's fault.
Right.
And that was more just to, like, preface the nonsense that is this trip. But this shower thing could have been avoided and should have been avoided.
Yeah.
You know? It's one thing when we have to put our heads together to figure something out because... accidents happen, but this is just so much more exasperating than that. And I feel like every time I go to a hotel, I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to take a shower. I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to do one of the two most basic things you are supposed to be able to do in a hotel room: sleep and shower.
And yet somehow we were able to zipline today.
Which is the whole point of this episode. We ziplined. Ziplining is not an access need.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if ziplining were a thing that was never accessible, no one would complain. It's just...
Somebody would complain.
Of course, but I mean, it's nowhere near as important as a shower.
And meanwhile, at no point did I feel unsafe. At no point did I feel excluded. At no point did I feel like it was something I could not do. It's like, this is not the episode I wanted to be making. I wanted to be making an episode where we were like, oh my god, you guys, we like threw ourselves off a giant plank of wood and it was awesome.
Oh, we're going to make that one too, but that's not for today.
And we have video too. Like, it was so cool. But it's just the juxtaposition of like, what should be so difficult?
Yeah, like the access thing that was difficult was the shower. And yet that seems so obvious. And yet this thing that seems impossible, which is ziplining, somehow was the more accessible thing. It was just ironic. So ironic that we had to podcast immediately.
Well, I really wonder if people can relate to this. I mean, I know so many people who can relate to the shower accessibility thing. But, I mean, has there ever been an instance... I'm sure there's been other instances in my life, I can't think of them right now, but where something that I shouldn't have been able to do, I ended up figuring out how to do. I guess, like, in 2011, I took a trip to Israel and went rappelling down a mountain and was totally able to do that, but I can't take a shower, and it's just kind of... It's getting old. It's getting old. And I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. What is even this rant? Where is it going?
I think there's an important thing to be said about... Like, we say that taking a shower is simple, and it is. But it's only because it's something that's sort of expected. And... when you juxtapose that with something that you don't take for granted, like ziplining, because you never do it, you sort of get caught in that weird thought process where it's like, you know, showering is something we all take for granted, and it's something that everyone does at some point. And it's like, if it's so universal and ubiquitous, surely access shouldn't be a problem because everyone does it, including people with disabilities, and yet, in hotels, in the accessible rooms, not the regular rooms, this is an ADA room.
Like, it definitely is.
Yeah, this is an ADA room. That's the problem. Like, if we were just in a non-ADA room because we needed to sleep somewhere in a pinch, we would not be talking about this. But this is a room that's supposed to be ADA compliant, and it's not.
In a brand new hotel.
And to the hotel's credit, this was the only thing, and there have been many, many worse only things before, but this is also a pretty big only thing.
This is, like, an actual dangerous only thing. And right. I feel like they're trying to, you know, butter me up so I'm not going to leave a bad Yelp review or something. And the reality is that I don't even have the energy to leave a bad Yelp review. I'm just...
I mean, we have the energy to leave a podcast, but still. No, I mean, but with this... It's just disappointing. You know? There's closed captioning on the TV. You know, there's the door doesn't lock, so you can't accidentally lock yourself in the bathroom.
I don't know that that's an ADA feature. I've never heard of that before.
Neither did I, but it was in Brevard too.
I didn't even think about
it. I don't know. You tell us. If you use an ADA hotel room when you stay somewhere, you tell us. Does your bathroom door lock? Because ours don't. At least they haven't when we travel together. You know, the doorways are wide. There's plenty of room between the beds for wheelchairs to go. I mean, it's clearly an ADA room. And yet we can't, well, Emily can't shower. I can shower. But still, you know, it's unfair.
Well, this has also been holding you up now because we're sitting here not knowing when this person is going to come back.
Right, so I can't shower either until this person comes back. But
they had time to bring us flowers and chocolate.
Right. Obviously.
An arrangement of flowers.
Yeah, not just flowers. Like,
a card that says, with my sincere wishes that you feel better quickly. Like, I want to feel better quickly. I want to smell better quickly.
I want to take a shower. It's like, my goodness. Oh, man.
And I am hurting. Hot water would be good right now.
It would, wouldn't it? It would.
Good Lord, people. I mean, we're preaching to the choir here, but my God, sometimes it just feels good to... rant it out.
There are worlds separating what we found today to be accessible and what we found today not to be. I mean, they're not even in the same universe.
And I guess that's why every time I sit here fighting for accessibility, sometimes I get so frustrated by it because it seems to be the most basic things. Like, you know, accessing the subway system in New York City. Transportation is something that everybody needs to use every day. I mean, a generalization, but almost everybody in New York City has somewhere to be.
Everyone in New York City has somewhere to be, yeah.
And can't get from point A to point B a lot of the times. It's just stuff that you need to function in life is the stuff that's not accessible. Going to stores, going to restaurants, you know, going to maybe a movie theater. Like, basic things that people do every day are the things that should be made accessible first.
Right. And to that point, I understand where we were was a niche thing. You know, it's not like you can go ziplining anywhere and have it be accessible. I understand that. I understand that this course that we were at, it was, you know, it was real, but it was built to be accessible.
And there were people who knew what they were doing.
It was built in such a way that didn't hinder the experience for people that didn't need the accessibility, which I appreciated. But at the same time, you could say the same thing about a movie theater you can't get into.
If somebody can be trained in the literal specialty of helping someone who can't even stand on their own, me.
Right, yeah.
To safely zipline.
Surely there's a way to get you to take a shower in a hotel room or get into a movie theater or a restaurant or what have you. It's just such a strange thing. It's like...
Yeah, we can't get over it. We've been mulling this over and there's just no...
I know we sound like broken records, but I want... The purpose of this episode is to take you into our heads and to really try to make you guys appreciate how strange and bizarre this feeling is that we were able to zipline today and Emily can't shower today.
I'm really, really hoping that somebody else has a story like this. Like, able to go horseback riding, but then I couldn't go to dinner afterwards.
Exactly. There's got to be.
You know? Like,
there's got to be.
I'm sure so many people have these weird stories like this. Anyway, I'm getting kind of nauseated by the smell of the flowers in my face now on account of you cannot rub them up against yourself and call yourself clean, which is all I want to do. I want to take a shower.
Yeah, but you can't. So, we're going to probably be gone by the time the dude shows up.
Yeah, we're just going to have to tell him to let himself in the room. I was really hoping he would knock while we were recording this episode. But
yeah, me too, but that's not going to happen.
And I need more ice packs. And maybe a Vicodin and a Xanax and a nap and a drink.
Well, we can't do, we can't do any of that.
I actually don't want any of that. I just would like to take a shower.
I know. It's so much to ask for, right?
Okay. So, well, anyway, this has been a strange episode of The Accessible Stall.
That's saying the least. But yeah, we'll come back with fuller, more content-filled episodes soon. But if you have a story in which you encountered strange accessibility differences, I guess. I don't know. What do you want to call them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please tweet at us and let us know. And
or post on Facebook. Send us an email. Seriously, I think we just want to feel a little better about this.
I mean, Emily does. I feel fine. But, you know, because I'm a friend, I have to feel bad by proxy. You guys know how it is.
Okay, I think you really went through this one with me, though.
No, I definitely did. I'm just messing with you guys.
Kyle, I mean, when I say saved my ass, I could not mean that more literally. Poor guy had to see my butt. Poor guy.
Send flowers. Actually, in lieu of flowers, send a shower chair.
Right.
Yeah, that's it for this quick episode.
I have no pride left.
Yep. Anyway, good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.